Total non-payroll employment increased by 227,000 in July.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its July 2017 employment data, which shows an increase of 227,000 in new payroll jobs. In total, there were 2.3 million new jobs created in the last 12 months, which significantly exceeds the growth of the working age population during the same time. This means that there were more jobs available for both those newly joining the labor force as well as the previously unemployed. Since the end of the recession, 16 million new payroll jobs were created. We now have 7 million more payroll jobs than before the recession started. The unemployment rate, however, rose to 4.8%, a slight increase over last November's 4.6%, which was a record low since before the recession. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. The lowest it has been in the last 65 years is 2.5% back in 1953. And its highest level was 10.8%, which happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% in 1982. Those of us who lived in the Valley then still remember the devastating year. Since unemployment rate never drops to zero, we have invented a proxy for the lowest possible unemployment rate, and we call it the full employment level rate. What exactly that unemployment rate at the so-called full employment rate is, it's not all that clear. In the 1980s, it was 5%. In the 90s, the rate dropped to 4%. It should be noted that in the 1960s, that rate was considered to be 3.4%. And based on the current labor market, unemployment rate of 4.4% should be considered the new full employment rate. And we are very close to that. The total number of officially unemployed was 7.6 million people in January. However, official unemployment does not count all the unemployed. The discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed account for close to 2 million people. However, they are not even counted as part of the labor force, so they are officially considered not unemployed. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered employed. However, they don't think of themselves as such. There are close to 6 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons. They have to pay the rent, while all at the same time are looking for full-time work. Okay, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate for January becomes 9.4%. This rate is also known as U6. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1. Its average before the recession is just slightly below the rate that we have right now. The employment level is getting close to the so-called full employment level. And this is one of the reasons that the overall wages rose by a significant 2.5% over the last 12 months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.